Hi, friends, and welcome to All Things Relatable, a place where stories are shared. It's hard to put a value on a story because the lasting effects it can have are often priceless. An individual's story has the potential to impact our lives in tremendous ways. My hope for you in joining me today is that this episode resonates with you and that you leave enlightened, ignited, and inspired, because it only takes one moment to spark a change and leave an everlasting effect. Oh, hello, hello. I have a funny little story that is a reminder not to assume anything. I think we all kind of get caught up in this sometimes. We just make our assumptions because they're quicker and easier to get to than actually asking the questions or diving in, or we make them based on our own perspective or based on previous experiences maybe that we've had that do not give us the answers. So this comes up because I was out the other morning. I am walking for a miracle for this beautiful human, Amanda Farron. Go check it out. It's a miracle movement. And my class is walking every morning for 30 minutes, and our goal is to walk 1,000 kilometers collectively by May 15th. So these are a lovely way to start our day. We get the good juju going. We can get talking, get the endorphins flowing, and it gives me a chance to connect with the students first thing in the morning and just have some good conversation. And I mean, I have great conversations with them, but at recess, they're out with their friends hanging. They might pop in for a minute here or there. We have awesome conversations in the class, but this is like 30 minutes of just walking. And so I've got to talk with a bunch of different students so far, and I'm loving it. And we're just sharing stories. And one story that popped up, somehow we were talking about what do we love to do to move our bodies. And I was talking about, I love pedal biking and I love scootering, just got a scooter, and I love walking. And now I've started running and I used to dirt bike. And then the story came out, was talking about the different dirt bikes that I got as the students were asking and how I sized up, starting at an 85 and then got a 150 and then a 250. But when I got my 150, I bought a brand new dirt bike. And so here is where I assumed, and it didn't do me any good. So I got a brand new dirt bike, TTR 124 Honda, and we pulled up in front of our old place. It was in the back of the truck. I remember it was still strapped down, and my brother had come by, and I hadn't even ridden the bike yet, but I said, "Hey, do you want to ride it?" And he's like, "Yeah." And here's my assumption. I assumed, because he was a boy, that of course he could ride a dirt bike. Yeah, isn't that funny? Like you're a boy, you're a guy, you can ride a dirt bike, of course. Like I didn't ask him, can you ride a dirt bike? I just assumed. But I did tell him, like I knew he hadn't ridden one since we were like kids on our great uncle's ranch. And I think me, my sister, and my brother totally wiped out on these little dirt bikes way back when we were like young kids. But I don't think he ever encountered one after that. But I just thought, like, of course he knows how to ride one. So the piece of advice that I gave him was, when you get down to the end of the block, we lived in a cul-de-sac at that time, just like let off the gas. If anything goes wrong, let off the gas, because people panic and they pull the throttle and then they go flying. So there he is in shorts, and a muscle shirt and sandals. He doesn't even have a helmet on. But I'm thinking, well, it's fine. He's going down the block. Like, obviously, if we were going out riding, we'd have all of the gear on, but he's just taking it for a little test run. So there we are, me and my hubby standing kind of at the end of the driveway. My brother's going down the road. He's going to hit the cul-de-sac soon, not paying too much attention. He'll be turned around and back before we know it. And then all of a sudden we hear a big rev, and then we don't see the dirt bike. Like, oh my gosh, what happened? Well, my brother is on the ground. The dirt bike is on the ground. And oh my gosh, I got him to send me pictures the other day. I'm like, can you please find the pictures of all of your war wounds? He had like a chunk out of his ankle. He had a rash all up his leg, his elbow. Yeah, he had the road rash. And so he did. And then me and my students laughed about it. But yeah, I had just assumed that he knew how to ride it. So there he is coming back, and it has a dent in the pipe. I had not even ridden it yet, and it's already got a dent. So that is my little story to remind you. In that case, I mean, it was all good. My student said, oh my gosh, were you so mad that he like dented the pipe before you rode it? And I think I laughed it off. Like, luckily, stuff like that. I don't know. I just think it's not the end of the world. So I think I probably laughed it off. And it was funnier just him kind of walking back with shame and all of his road rash. So don't assume anything. Ask the questions, dive in. Don't let your past experience give you the answers to propel you forward into the future. Do the digging. Because if you assume, I'm sure you've heard it, then you make an ass out of you and me. So there we go. Maybe you need that little reminder today to take the time and ask the questions and do a little diving in before you just find your answer. And just a reminder that if you are looking to meditate, that I have these Now by Solu meditation speakers that I use every day for 3 minutes. They play pure tones and instantly just attune you to this beautiful vibration. It's quick, it's easy. You can bring them anywhere and settle in. So that is something that you are into. Check the show notes for the discount code so you can grab yourself a pair. All right, have a lovely day, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of All Things Relatable. If you know someone that would relate to this episode and get value from it, please pass it along. Also, if this episode resonated with you, I would love for you to rate, review, and subscribe.